Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out for one more hour. Thank you to everybody who's already been locked into the show. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. How can you listen to the show? All of it. How can you hit rewind to the show at any point? Always on the free Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can tune in on your local affiliate. Thank you to people listening all over North America. If you have SiriusXM, you can tune to channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, like me when I walk around the house, I just yell at a computer and I go, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. And it does it pretty easy. Shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. And thank you to you. How about this? Before I started the show, a couple hours before, the NFL released its schedule. We're going to see the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Detroit Lions to open up the season. The Detroit Lions have an opportunity to start things off with a bang, hopefully not embarrass themselves, especially after that hot finish to their season last year. Let's see if they can carry over momentum. I don't think it works that way in the NFL, but they've certainly improved their roster, and they should have a whole lot of confidence. That was before I got on air. Seconds into me turning on the microphone and joining you here, the Boston Celtics. They beat the Philadelphia 76ers 95-86. The Celtics force a Game 7 in Boston. Jason Tatum, he had 1 point in the first half. I'm not exaggerating. He had 1 point in the first half. He was 0 of 10 from the field. Going into the fourth quarter, Jason Tatum only had 3 points. And then he exploded for 16 in the fourth quarter. He finished tonight with 19 points. He knocked down 4 threes in the fourth quarter, and Boston, they beat up the Sixers in Philly 95-86. Joel Embiid, he walked away from the game with 26 points, knowing that now they have to go to Boston and they have to try to close things out. That was the minute I joined on air. And then right before the break, we didn't get a game seven. We saw and witnessed an elimination, and it was not competitive at all. The Denver Nuggets have beat the Phoenix Suns 125-100. Denver goes on to the Western Conference Finals, and the Phoenix Suns, they go into the offseason. Devin Booker, I guess he ran out of bullets. Devin Booker only with 12 points tonight, 4 of 13 from the field. Kevin Durant had 23, and Nikola Jokic, he just had a triple-double because that's what he does. 32 points, 12 assists, 10 rebounds. Jamal Murray had 26 points. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope said, I got 21. And Nikola Jokic said, wait a minute. We got to wait for the Lakers and the Warriors to finish? Nikola Jokic, he's on ESPN and he's like, yo, I'm going to try to sit in my pool and watch horse races. This is what Jokic just said a few minutes ago.
Going to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2020. What are you going to do during this layoff as you await your opponent?
Probably watch my friend race horses in Italy, be around my family, Hopefully it's going to be a sunny so I can be outside the swimming pool. So relaxing.
Yeah, that's how much of a beatdown this game was. That after the game, Nikola Jokic is talking about horse races and his pool. The Phoenix Suns have plenty to think about heading into the offseason. Chris Paul's contract is not fully guaranteed. You have Devin Booker. He's not going anywhere. You have Kevin Durant. He's not going anywhere. DeAndre Ayton, yeah, he might go somewhere. And they got to find some depth. That's the problem that the Suns had just from the minute that they acquired Kevin Durant. You swung for the fences. You have an older team, an older Chris Paul. And no surprise here, he went out with a groin and you never saw him again. And their head coach, Monty Williams, he just spoke to the media. And this is what he had to say about the Al.
I can't gauge that. I'm not quite sure if I can compare. They both are they bring bad feelings about the game and what you're trying to accomplish. Neither day feels good.
Coach, Book's efficiency since that fall in the first quarter last game, mm-hmm. it just wasn't quite the same. Was he fully healthy, or did that impact him?
You know, I haven't gotten a medical report on that, but I think he is dealing with some soreness. You know, just watching him, he didn't have that same pop, and he's just too tough of a guy to admit when he's, you know, feeling something. But there's nothing official as far as an injury is concerned. He just was toughing it out, and finally I just took him out of the game.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have no depth, and we know Booker is the, between him and Durant, those are the dudes that are expected to go out there and light it up. So another disappointing end to the season for the Suns, whether it's taking on the Mavs or whether it's this go-round, losing to the Nuggets. Monty Williams, he has an entire offseason in front of him. They must figure out the roster. This is what their head coach had to say about their future.
When you have another season that comes to an end like this, yeah. I know you guys didn't have as much time with Kevin as you wanted, but what's kind of your outlook for the franchise as far as what you need next time?
It's too hard to talk about that stuff right now. It's an emotional, tough loss. It's hard for me to even see past today. You know, I want to go in there and talk to the coaches, and you know, we will reevaluate as we go forward. But you're right. This is 2 years in a row where we've lost in elimination games like this, and it's just a bad feeling.
Yeah, well, James Jones, the general manager, he's going to be tasked with figuring things out. And let's also keep in mind that they have a new owner in Matt Ishbia. There's no guarantees that James Jones is going to stick around, or that with a full offseason in front of him, that Matt Ishbia doesn't try to reshuffle the deck when it comes down to management. We've seen Isaiah Thomas hanging around the team a little bit more often. And so, look, Matt Ishbia is the one who just pushed the button ultimately on acquiring Kevin Durant and getting rid of a lot of the depth that they had. And those dudes are now in Brooklyn. Can't have it all now, can you? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ed, he's here from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, JR, do you know if that James Jones is the one that played for the Utah Stars in the ABA?
No, this James Jones played with LeBron James.
Oh. Hey, when are you coming back to Pittsburgh? We're going to fix you up with a Permanente sandwich.
You work at Permanente's?
No, but it's a sandwich. We put the French fries in the sandwich.
I've eaten there before. I've eaten there. I know. So that's why I asked. Are you going to give me one?
Sure, we'll fix you up.
Okay.
Hey, you know, well, I really enjoy your NBA talk because basketball is like persona non grata in Pittsburgh. Paul Pompiani, I don't know if you know him. He's on KDKA, CBS affiliate here.
Yes.
He's about the only one that he gives the scores. We don't even get the scores.
Well, I'm not gonna say anything bad about my friends in Pittsburgh, but I'll let you do it. Thank you.
Hey, Suns, it's hard to win with two scores. The Lakers tried it for years with Baylor and West, and they just couldn't get over the top against the Celtics.
Yeah, it's tough. Tough world, Ed. We'll see what happens. Hey, who do you got coming out the West?
I got Denver. I got the Lakers beating Golden State. How about that?
Okay. Well, we'll see what takes place. Hey, Ed, be safe and be well, okay?
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Shout out to my main man, Ed. Hey, also shout out to my main man, Paul Zeiss, up in Pittsburgh, 93.7 The Fan. I'll be back soon. I've eaten Primanti's. I think once every 3 years is good for me and my arteries. I think my heart will thank me later. Richard is calling from here in Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Richard?
My brother from another mother. How are you?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
I had a bucket list, and I'm going to have to do go to London and see the games that I really wanted to have scheduled. Atlanta versus Philadelphia.
Okay. I know you're an Eagles fan. So you're going to go out to London to see the Falcons play the Jaguars?
Oh, no. Right now I'm trying to make ends meet, bro. But like I said, that's on my bucket list, if it ever appears. I've always wanted to go to London. I always wanted to see that side of the world. I've been there in Germany, but when they were still divided. But the thing is, though, it's nothing like trying to travel and see one thing before you go.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, London is a beautiful city, man. I enjoy the Soho neighborhood. Hey, Richard, I appreciate you, man. What are you thinking about these NBA playoffs?
Well, I'm hoping my Sixers pull it off, but then again, hey, it'd be another season if they don't.
Oh, you don't sound too confident. You think the Celtics are going to end them on Sunday?
Well, I'm hoping that they do. I hope they help with vice versa. I hope the Sixers end this Sunday.
Yeah. Well, good luck with James Harden, okay?
Right. And that'll be the problem right there.
Hey, Richard, thank you so much.
That's the problem.
Yeah, it is. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, then. Let me know when you ever get a chance to get together.
Most definitely, Richard. When I'm not working 6 and 7 days a week, soon, okay?
All right. That'll work.
Thank you. Shout out to my main man, Richard, calling from Atlanta. I got to be in New Jersey, New York on Saturday. So I'm all over the place. Hey, Anthony's here from Nashville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Anthony?
I just want to say, a long-time listener, appreciate you keeping it 100 on everything you do. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Well, I want to say, give a shout-out to my two Florida teams, the Panthers and the Miami Heat, both of them acting like a number one or number two seed right now, especially with Jimmy Butler playing lights out right now. I think they could actually go to the finals again since 2020. What's your take on that?
Well,
I think
the Miami Heat will dispatch of the New York Knicks. It's just a matter of when. I do believe that the Heat have a chance. If the Celtics do move on Sunday and we got the Celtics and the Heat, I would go ahead and favor the Celtics just because of their depth. But it should be another good matchup. It was a good one when we got it a few years ago.
Oh, also, second thing. What do you think about the Tennessee Titans actually sinking into the playoffs, especially with Jacksonville having to go out to London and, you know, going through their games and
Tennessee's schedule? Anthony, from the minute that the Tennessee Titans acquired Ryan Tannehill, I have thought nothing of them. I know they went to that AFC title game. I think that's where they peaked, and I think that's where it stops. I got zero faith in them to do anything. And to my point, even if the Tennessee Titans were to make the playoffs, what are you expecting from them? I expect nothing. I'm counting down the days until Ryan Tannehill is no longer their quarterback. I'm waiting until Henry is gone and the team rebuilds, because it's inevitable.
Well, they got to do it soon.
It seems like they've been holding on, but with a new GM in the place, I think they're in the process, so stay tuned, man. I wouldn't be optimistic. I've been waiting on the Titans to hit the reset button. Thank you, Anthony.
Appreciate it.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kevin Durant just took a deep breath. He just sat down to talk to the media. We'll hear from Kevin Durant before we roll out. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We'll hear from Jason Tatum after his victory as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to your show almost every night, at least for a little bit at a time. You do such a good job, man. I said it then, I'm going to say it again. You deserve a raise. Whoever needs to hear that, get this audio up to them. Second time I'm calling, second time I'm saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. I know we got a lot of thoughts, a lot of comments after Denver eliminates the Phoenix Suns tonight. Game 5, or excuse me, Game 6, final score 125-100. Earlier tonight, the Boston Celtics, they staved off elimination and they forced a Game 7. Game 7 will take place on Sunday in Boston against the Sixers. Boston won tonight 95-86. I told you about Jason Tatum. He scored 16 of his 19 points in the fourth quarter. Yes, he entered into the fourth quarter with only 3 points. After the game, Jason Tatum was asked, hey, how did you have such a big explosion to finish things off after stinking the joint up to start? This was his response on ESPN.
I'm one of the best basketball players in the world. You know, go through struggles, go through slumps. It's a long game. And, you know, thankful I got some great teammates that held it down. Brogdon, JB, Smart, Al. And they all trusted me, right? They tell me keep taking great looks. It's going to fall. Keep impacting the game in other ways. And all that mattered was we won this game, right? Give ourselves another chance, come back home, you know, for Game 7.
And we saw your teammates, Al Horford, talking to guys in the huddle, Marcus Smart throughout this game. Can you just describe the resiliency of this group, specifically in that fourth quarter?
Yeah, they made a great run. And, you know, we just talked about it in the fourth quarter. It's 12 minutes. Our season is on the line. Everybody knew what was on the line, what we had to do. And we said all the time, find a way. Whatever that way is, it may be different any given night. But we figured it out tonight.
I'm going to go ahead and take the Boston Celtics at home in Game 7. I know that may be a music to the ears of my folks up on WEEI up in Boston. Home court. I like their depth more than the 76ers, and I think they have the most dynamic player in Tatum. It's just a matter of what end of the spectrum he's going to line up on. I think he'll take care of business unless Embiid, who is the NBA's MVP, unless he has an absolutely massive game. I want to give the Boston Celtics the edge. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kevin Durant just spoke to the media. We'll hear from Kevin Durant momentarily. Some interesting questions posed to Durant about the Suns and whether or not they can win a title. We'll get to that momentarily. Right now, let's go to Cleveland, Ohio, and talk to David. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, what's going on, JR? How you doing, man?
I'm good. You're live. Shoot.
I thought Denver was going to close out tonight, and I really thought Philly was going to close out tonight too, but I don't know. I really got a good feeling about Philly winning Game 7. I don't know why, but I do.
Okay. That was going to be my question to you, why, but you just told me you don't have an answer. Well, when you have these feelings, do they typically work, or you just have indigestion?
About 50-50.
Okay, all right. Well, make sure that you take some Maalox. You got Maalox?
Oh no, I got Tums. I got Tums in my work.
Take the Tums.
I got Tums at home.
Okay, take the Tums. All right, David, call me on Monday. All right.
All right, will do. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, David.
Hey, JR, just very quickly.
Yes.
Tatum's last 20 games in Boston at home in the playoffs, they are 10-10.
I'm still taking the Celtics.
Gotcha.
855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Richard, he's calling from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, hi, JR. Hey, thanks a ton, you guys, for taking my call. Hey, JR, I might be off base here a little bit with this call, but, you know, I'm calling a vent. I'm a little distraught. You know, you mentioned indigestion with the other fella. You know, I've got it, JR. JR, we have gambling now. We don't hear too much about it other than what you might see on the shows, ESPN and all. Everyone's giving their picks. You got a show with the lines, you know, during the day, the lines. And, you know, most states have it. Here in Ohio, JR, I'm in Youngstown. We have a kiosk machine in the bars and restaurants. You just go up, you make your wager. You're fortunate if you get paid right, you know, then the next day. A lot of places don't pay. You can mail your ticket in or... They got a host bar where they trained everybody in that, and, you know, they'll go ahead and pay. But, JR, we had a game tonight. I'm not whining. We're in 80 points, JR. Very rare you ever see that, especially a playoff game. It's unheard of in a playoff, but 80 to 51. That's 131 points, JR. If you're wagering, there's an under over. The total was 226.5. I think it went to 227. It did, JR. I played it. I liked it over. I felt, Phoenix was pressed. I believed in the offense, Jokic in Denver. I love them to score. But anyways, JR.
Yeah.
It ends up, sir, 225. Terrible second half. They didn't put up 100.
Whoa.
I'm not. 95 Richard. They put up. Pardon me, sir. Yes, JR.
No, I just.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I gotta.
I know. I'm off base.
I'm scratching my head. Just keep talking. Go ahead.
I need it. I just needed somebody to call, JR. A little guidance. A little bit of. Maybe I could get a little bit. I'm not whining. I lose my wager, but. Right. You know, it looks so good. How could it look any better? But, you know what? It's not that I don't trust anybody. Okay, but by God, if you can't ask a player in a post game or maybe even, you know, prior, but. You know, a question about gambling. How do you feel about gambling? You know what? They're not allowed to gamble.
Are you asking me how I feel about gambling?
No, gambling. Okay. No, I'm not, Joe. But if you ask the player, you know, they're not allowed to gamble. That could terminate.
Yeah. We
no,
we know
sir.
That,
they
Richard.
Could terminate their career.
Yeah.
But,
well, thank you,
you know,
Richard.
Yeah. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still here, but I'm not
okay, I'm not
going to
keep you.
Oh, thank you.
You know what, JR? I'm not gonna trust them. You know, JR, I'm not gonna whine, but by God, I need to stop it. I need to stop the gambling. Okay? I don't trust them.
This place is for that, man.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
Right.
I hear you.
Okay. Good
but
luck.
You know what? Hey.
Yeah.
You guys are the best, and
you are.
Think about it for a minute. How that second half. God bless you, and okay, buddy.
You as
Bye.
Well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. That's what I'm here for. I'm just somebody to talk to. That's why I'm here. I'm a human being. I'm not just an anonymous voice coming out your speaker. So yeah, I'm a human. I bleed blood. I breathe the air, the polluted air that we all breathe. I'm here. I'm a person. I told you Kevin Durant spoke. As a matter of fact, this is an interesting question. Kevin Durant was asked if the Phoenix Suns, as currently constructed, are good enough to win a ring or a title. This is what he just said.
Katie, you know what winning championships is about. Do you think this franchise needs significant change to have a real chance?
We'll see. I mean, obviously, you always want to make tweaks regardless. Whoever won the championship this year, I'm sure they're going to try to add to their team, too. So I feel like every year, it's the GM's, coaches, players' job is to get better and find ways to adapt and become a better team. So I'm sure we'll make adjustments.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have a team. That's the problem. When you say it's currently constructed, they only got like four dudes under contract for next season. That's Durant. That's Booker. That's Ayton. Shamit Payne and Chris Paul, whose deal isn't fully guaranteed. So about five guys. You need more than five to go play a basketball game or at least win a series. I think the Phoenix Suns realized that in this series. But here's the deal. When you have a chance to go ahead and swing for a Kevin Durant, you go ahead and you do it. They did it. They tried. Kevin Durant got hurt on the way in. He also said he didn't want to make any excuses. Anything that he said would be viewed as an excuse. But he joined the team. They got hurt. They had no depth. Chris Paul was already old. He pulled a groin, didn't play, end of season. Nothing else to really say after that. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Iowa. Talk to Harrison. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Harrison.
Hey, thank you, JR.
Sure.
Appreciate you. I listen to you every night. As far as Denver tonight, it's the first time I've ever seen anybody look like in the NBA look like the Trotters against the Generals, especially in the first half. I don't know if we're going to win the whole thing. I happen to see Celtics coming out of the East, though. And I'm hoping Denver gets by either L.A. or Golden State. What do you think, bro?
You're hoping. What are you asking me specifically about the Lakers and Golden State?
Who do you think we're going to get in the next round?
It's tough. I think Golden State will win on Friday night. I think we'll get that game 7. I wouldn't be shocked if Golden State came back. To be honest, and this is not a cop-out, I think it's a wash.
I agree.
I would lean Golden State. Obviously, the odds aren't in their favor. I think it's a wash. I'd be careful on that one, Harrison.
Well, I appreciate you, bro. Listen to you every night. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling from Iowa. I appreciate you. Maya's calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you been?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind, Maya?
Okay. Number one with this NFL thing. Kind of to back up to your question last night about is the NFL getting out of control? Yeah, with this stuff. But you know what? I don't think that they're going to be able to blow up as much because of teams like my Ravens. The Ravens, the Maryland Stadium Authority, they ain't letting them. The Ravens aren't going to have any home games played overseas anywhere. And I think that as you see some of these other teams like Tennessee build a new stadium and everything, I think that some of these other states and municipalities that are going to be paying for these stadiums are going to put the brakes on, like, hey, wait a minute. You ain't taking a home game away from our fans and everything.
Well, just it, like doesn't, Mr. Merrill it doesn't was necessarily like. It doesn't necessarily have to be a home game. It could be a road game for the other team. But what else you got?
I got a problem with how in the world does Green Bay get 6 primetime games when you got playoff teams from last year like Cincinnati and even my Ravens and stuff? How did Jordan Love is quarterback and you're giving them 6 premium games? That doesn't seem to make sense. And last, I want to ask you, I asked Shep when he was hosting over the weekend. He does a great job. CBS, get that man more money. Get him a car so he don't be getting hurt. How dare y'all let that man get hurt? And next time Miss Amy is on vacation, we want Shep in there on the air. But now, what's your take on how all of this does Kevin Durant's legacy? Shep gave a good answer. I want to hear you. Have a good weekend, y'all guys.
Well, thank you, Maya, for calling from Maryland. Shep, do you have anything to say with Maya? To Maya before we get out of
it? Well, Maya's the best. She knows that. I appreciate your heartfelt sentiments. Listen, just very quickly, J.R. Maya, Kevin Durant is by far a third banana when it comes to Steph Curry and LeBron James being the best player of this particular generation. He made the bad decision attaching, you know, to the hip with Kyrie Irving. That was the worst judgment call he's made of his entire professional career. And the reality is Steph Curry is now leaps and bounds ahead of where KD was 2 years ago. That's just the fact of the matter.
Maya, no, anything?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what he basically said over the weekend. We're waiting for your opinion, big man.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know, Maya. Well, I think Kevin Durant as a basketball player is one of the best basketball players I've ever seen in life. I'm not concerned about his legacy. It's pretty much set. We can all look at his accomplishments. We can look at what he didn't accomplish. But when I look at what he's done on a basketball court and what he does as a player, he's one of the most unique folks I've ever seen play in life, and he has certainly gone ahead and done things his own way. Nobody could go out and predict COVID. I think that had a major impact on what took place in Brooklyn outside of playing with Kyrie Irving. But when we talk about the legacy of Kevin Durant, who's going to be 35 later on this year, I look at a guy, and God bless him, he's been able to go out and do things his way. And there's no taking away from who and what he is as a basketball player. And that is just an absolute freak.
Yeah, he's been a good guy. I was hoping that they would have got it done this year. So, you know, my team is in the West. I can't be rooting for nobody else in the Western Conference. So we get Wimby, and hopefully my Spurs can make it back. So I was trying to cheer for them this year, but, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, you guys have a good weekend.
Thank you, Maya. Appreciate you for calling from Maryland in due time. Yeah, I think there are a lot of teams that are hoping for Wembanyama. And you know what? Any team that gets Wembanyama, what you expecting out the gate? 10 and 5? I don't know. He looks a little light in the ass to me. I think it's going to take some time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to hear from a winner tonight. Mike Malone just spoke to the media. We're going to go ahead and take a listen to him on the other side of the break. He's not too happy with some of the attention or the lack of attention that the Nuggets have received. So we'll hear from Mike Malone on the other side. I'm going to get to your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Out of all the talk show hosts that this station be putting on, you the best, man. You the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
They lose customers. Anyway, somebody who did lose tonight. They lost a whole hell of a lot. They lost potential customers. They lost a lot. The Phoenix Suns lost. They were eliminated. Denver, they move on. They await the winner between Golden State and Los Angeles. And on Friday night, we have two other teams that are fighting to stay alive. The New York Knicks, they're down 2-3 against Miami. Miami can knock them the hell out the playoffs tomorrow night. And then you have Golden State and Los Angeles. The Lakers lead that series 3-2. Golden State will try to stay alive in L.A. And who knows? I think there's a good bet that we will have at least one team be eliminated tomorrow. Otherwise, we got more Game 7s that'll take place on Sunday. So that should be pretty cool. Although I believe that the New York Knicks and Miami, that series continues on, that Game 7 would be on Monday night. Correct, it would be. Let me get to your calls. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And then I want you to hear from Denver Nuggets coach Mike Malone after the victory. He channeled a little bit of Aretha Franklin. But let's talk to Eddie calling from New Hampshire. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Thanks for taking my call. You're doing awesome again this year. I've been listening for a couple of years. But, hey, go Celtics. Are we using Grant Williams enough? And if not, why not? First question,
well,
I guess.
Well, Grant Williams did not play not 1 minute tonight. And I can't even, to be honest, I can't answer that. Because the Celtics have had success in throughout the course of the postseason. He's been in and out of the lineup. And I don't have an answer for that. I know that sounds odd to not have an answer, but I think they've been fine without Grant Williams. When he's been in there, he's just been jacking up threes, and he's been in there for small spurts.
Great, thanks. And do you think we are as good as we were last year? I know it's an odd question, but I feel like I should ask it. I like Brogdon. I think his acquisition was important. But I think, you know, using Grant Williams and Derek and maybe even a couple other people off the bench more will keep things, you know, motivationally high. And then, you know, Tatum won't feel
Derek,
all the pressure on him.
Derek White hasn't had the same type of series here against the Philadelphia 76ers that he had, you know, early on here in the playoffs against the Hawks. So it's hit or miss. I mean, you're asking me about role players. I'm going to expect Derek White and Grant Williams to be up and down regardless of when they get inserted into the lineup. It's the stars, man. The stars are the ones who drive the engine. And game to game, you need some other dudes to step up. I mean, you made no mention of Al Horford. Al Horford is out there, and he's one of the few bigs that you're going to put out there to trust. I mean, he's been playing 30 and 40 minutes a game, and he's giving you squat. And so I think that's more important than thinking about, you know, what you do with Grant Williams. You have enough guards running around. You need somebody big out there to contend or at least help double up on Joel Embiid.
Yeah. Our next story then in Miami is obviously those guys are playing really good. They just got Kevin Love. Can you tell us a little bit about – is he still, like, something that we should be, like, Kevin, real worried about?
Kevin Love can have his moments. And even if he's not on a 10 in regards to production out there, he's a smart player. He's not a dummy. He's someone who always going to grab a charge. You have to respect his shooting ability. He's a great big man as a passer. He's going to get you a rebound. Is he going to play 40 minutes and ball out like he was with the Timberwolves? No. But one step at a time, Eddie. Let's see what your squad does on Sunday, okay?
All right. God bless. Thanks, man.
Thank you for calling from New Hampshire. Let's go to Miami and talk to Cameron. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. What's up, baby? How you doing?
What's up? Good.
Real quick, two questions. First one, how much of the blame do you think Doc Rivers deserves for not only tonight's loss, but possibly losing the series?
I don't know. I'm not going to – it's impossible. How much is he to blame? I'm supposed to give a percentage. I look at the coach and I look at the players. And I think the players have a whole hell of a lot more to do or say with what's going on out there. Tobias Harris only had 2 points, 1 of 7. James Harden is who he is. Doc Rivers isn't shooting the ball when he's going 4 of 16. And to say, oh, well, Doc can put him in a different spot. These dudes play basketball all the time. They played ball their whole lives. And so Doc Rivers is going to take blame, and he deserves some. But for the most part, I'm going to look at players. The 76ers are vets. These aren't kids, you know?
No, absolutely. I totally agree with you. Okay, second question. If, let's say, Sixers lose Game 7, do you think Doc is going to get fired the same way Budenholzer got hosed?
It's a possibility. I mean, Doc Rivers, I hate to say it, he has a little bit of stink on him given his propensity to lose and or fall apart from 3-1 leads in the playoffs. You think about all the Game 7s that he's already participated in his career. Yeah, I'm not shocked or surprised if any coach gets the boot, let alone Doc Rivers, who people love to utilize as a punching bag. You know, I mentioned this earlier in the show, and thank you, Cam, for calling from Miami. This is going to be the 16th time that Doc Rivers participates in a game. 7, he's lost 9 out of those 16 times. Thank you, Cam. Someone who actually won tonight is Mike Malone, eliminating the Phoenix Suns, and not just eliminating them, smacking the daylights out of them to advance to the Western Conference Finals, 125-100. Mike Malone spoke to the media. He just wants some love.
Well, it seems like for years now, some dusty old cow town in the Rocky Mountains, the little respect that we get. And you can sit there and fight it and complain about it, or you can just embrace who we are and what we have. And I'd rather not waste time on all the pundits who count us out or don't give us the respect that we deserve as a team and everything that we've done. But there's one thing we haven't done. And until we win a championship, people are going to keep saying that about us. So that's all. That's what drives us home, is winning a championship. Getting to the Western Conference Finals doesn't do it. Getting to the finals doesn't do it. It's winning a championship. And that's something that we can all savor in and enjoy and embrace and have that forever. That's something no one can ever take from you. And that's what is our motivation on a day-to-day basis.
At least he knows as much. I don't think anybody's running around disparaging the Nuggets, but the fact is y'all haven't won nothing. He just said it. We're dusty old Cowtown in the Rocky Mountains. Come on, man. Denver is so much more than that. But then you start going into the woe is me and the respect. Well, win something. That's how you get respect. You got to go out there and win something. Not be good, not be okay, not have the MVP. Go win. Get over the hump. DJ calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good evening. I think this going to be the game LeBron don't wait for AD. I think he going to come out from the jump. And they both try to play 48 minutes. I just think
no matter what, he don't want it to go to game seven, so he's going to do everything he can. And unless, and with Wiggins being hurt, I really think that's going to make a difference in the game, too. Your thoughts?
Oh, well, most definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, Wiggins is questionable with rib cartilage fracture, a rib cartilage fracture. And so we're not sure if we see Wiggins out there. I don't know if they're going to give him a needle and say, go out there and make it happen. But look, I will never count the Warriors out in any game, because the fact is they got this guy named Steph Curry that can go off at a historical rate. So, yeah, not having Wiggins, definitely a big deal. But I'm not going to close the door on the Golden State Warriors, really, in any capacity. Alan, the caller from Jacksonville, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks so much for taking my call. I'm glad that I'm not the last voice from Jacksonville to call about the schedule. And London and the stadium, just a couple things. We're playing two games in a row. One of them's a home game for us. One of them's a home game for Buffalo. So, yeah, we don't have to go to Buffalo. That's great. I'd much rather go there than, you know, go to Buffalo in December.
Sure.
You know, we've been doing it for 10 years. It's helped to make the team viable here in Jacksonville. If you look at it long game, it's exactly what they need to be able to do. They can make a lot of money there. And we get this home game. And now we get the advantage, I think, over Buffalo because we've been doing it for so long.
Okay. And then the other part is they're going to be out there for 2 weeks. It's the first time they're playing two of those games. Thank you, Alan, for calling from Jacksonville. Look, NFL schedule is out. We have months to look at the NFL. We have months to look at the schedule. The NBA playoffs are upon us. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 Pacific. Let's see if the Knicks get eliminated tomorrow. Let's see if the Warriors get eliminated tomorrow. We got a full slate of games. I'll be back. If you miss me in the meantime, you can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Hey, Chef, where can people find you at?
JR at the Good Shepherd _. Always a pleasure working with you, my friend. Great week as always.
Thank you. The JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. But don't go anywhere here on CBS Sports Radio, because Amy Lawrence is up next. Y'all be safe, be cool, be smooth, and be well. Catch you tomorrow.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American made, Michigan made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
I'm JR of the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm also the host of the new podcast, Agents of Inclusion. We talk to a different Special Olympics athlete every week to learn how sports can bring us together.
We're bringing both the disability and non-disability community to one community. All one people, one family.
Took me a little while, but I decided to claim autism as my superpower. When you hear the word autism, don't let that hinder you from doing whatever it is that you want to do.
That's what Special Olympics tells you. You get involved in sport, but then you take it from the playing field out into real life.
Family means to me community, acceptance, love, embracing a person just as they are. That's what Special Olympics did for me.
It's all about family. Subscribe to Agents of Inclusion on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 29th year of football action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS and get into the action. BetUS, where the game begins.